står och kissar upp. Pio Priya has a conversation with Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his inner meditation hour. Forget the past that sleeps and never of the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee and progress thee shall call, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes. But lately, our old Pio Priya here is coming to another opinion about that, that accept the past and make friends with the past and learn from the past, but then you can just let the past be there. It's part of your eternal life. You had a dream last night. I don't need to forget it, because I learned things from it. I met wonderful people there. And they are not dream people, they are real people who are also dreaming. I hope they are. Yes, let the past sleep. Peacefully. But not in the sense of me pretending it doesn't exist. It has never happened. Not by me using an eraser, trying to rid myself of it because it was painful or uncomfortable or whatever, untrue, or a dream. But that dream can be written down into a story that we can, I can, and others with me enjoy, laugh and cry about, sharing each other's stories. Learning from, and this way these stories of the past of course become stories of the present and of life, just adding to and even more beautifying God's existence. This is the way I see it now, that what Krishna consciousness means is not only me here with God now and there was no past and there is no future, But that God was always here with me and will always be, and we're always together, those of us who are supposed to be together, and the ways we are supposed to be. In whatever worlds and environments we find ourselves in, and yes, the dream is temporary, but hey, it was a fantastic dream. Let's write the story, tell the story, paint the story. And Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada writes in his books, when you are Krishna conscious, you see this world as real, because it's the presence of God here. It's not false. It's illusory in that it is dreamy, but it's still the dream of God. Mahavishnu, this is a dream. And God's dream is real as well. It's just the forms in it that may be changing and coming and going. It's Maya playing with us this big game. But when we start to wake up in this dream, then it's enough to start with and in fact then you are there to say this is all Krishna, it's all God. And you will experience that presence of God everywhere. God is in God. At every moment, wherever you are. And you won't even care much anymore where you are. If you are in heaven or hell, you may hardly notice, or you may just wander around and bliss and wonder at the far out dream of God. That you find yourself in, sometimes as if lost in it, but then again, and he's remembering his conversation with God back then, and since then, constant conversation with God going on. Whatever is going on, all you need to do is trust God. Seeking that guidance from God through whatever guide you might have with you. Help others that way too. Become a guide yourself. And in this way, not alone, but together with like-minded, you will help each other, support each other. Yeah, that's what life is about.